It's the Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Big announcement coming up. Not a big announcement. Well, I said I didn't think it was a big announcement, but Nikki thought it was.
I agree with Nikki. I think it's a very big announcement. And are you going to do it now?
No, we'll do it after our first break.
All right, big announcement coming up, a first break, everybody.
No, I'm home, man. What are you doing?
I'm just making an announcement.
Well, he's saying, I understand, Bud, but Phil's on the air saying the big announcement.
Yeah, let everybody else know in the studio.
Yeah, thank you, Bud, but I think they get it.
I know. I was just talking to him.
All right, but just getting that a big announcement coming up after the first break.
Thank you very much, Bud. Very good. Okay, so there's a big announcement.
No, I already said it.
I'm going to say it again, if you don't mind. A big announcement coming up after the first break.
Kind of redundant.
Yeah, well, you know. So, concerning the Phil Hendry Radio Show, and it's not bad. It's all good. I think it's good. It's good for me, I'll tell you that. Woo, man.
So, are you going to tell everybody about your big meeting today?
No, well, I'm not going to. I just would say that we've moved down the road further with our animation project. Very excited. Had a fantastic meeting today with representatives. Can we call them an agency?
Yes.
And I won't say who or what or how, but I'll just say that our project is now rep by a fantastic agency, and that we are going to be setting up, as they call them, pitch meetings.
Now, everyone should know, if they saw the film The Player, those were bad pitches that they were doing. Is that right? That's what you were saying?
Yeah, I would say so. At the beginning of that movie?
Yes, they're all coming out. Oh, I have an idea for a movie?
Yeah. Those were people that, I think they were representing and Robert Altman was satirizing how bad pitches are done, you know, and kind of sloppy, and people aren't quite, they don't quite have their stuff together, and it's very weird. So we had an interesting meeting today, and I was actually learned a lot about how to sit down in a room and you know, communicate your ideas in a coherent way. Because I can tell you, you know, if there's one problem we have in this world today, it's communication. And you would be surprised to probably hear that of all the places where it's hard to communicate, sometimes the worst for me is in my own business, the communications business. People don't know what the hell you're talking about. So you got to be really clear. And so it was a very interesting meeting. And there's a lot of things that we want to do with our show, and you have to communicate all of them pretty clear. But that's as far as I would like to go with that. Thank you.
So you're not going to give us any of the background, because I'd like to...
Well, Margaret, I mean...
Well, I'd like to meet up with the people that you did to do some further reporting.
No, thank you, but no.
What a pain...
Yeah, that's me, a pain in the ass.
I said ass, but no one could hear it.
Well, I guess I made them hear it then.
Yes.
All right. Governor of Arizona is pressed to veto bill. Now, this law that was passed last week, I guess, on Thursday, is a law or a proposed law that was passed by both houses of the Arizona legislature, and it would grant business owners the right to invoke religion to refuse service to gays and others. What does that mean?
Well, like, you know, probably like a guy that dresses like a girl or something.
Yeah, I would think that it's a man that that cross-dresses, or a man that affects or presents as a non-gender or transgender.
What? What does that mean?
Jesus, Henry, did you listen to me? I said...
I'll do it.
I'll do it. It allows the state of Arizona...
I'll do it. It allows the state of Arizona to refuse business owners in Arizona to refuse business to anybody. I mean, if you want to get right down to it.
No, it don't, man. No. They can't refuse the black people.
How do you know they can't refuse the black people?
Well, what is that supposed to mean, Phil?
Well, I don't know what it means, and others. I guess it means the sex thing then, right?
Yeah, it's got to have to do with sex, man. Ain't got nothing to do with black people.
All right, fine. I mean, of course, I don't want to be boring and bring up the obvious.
What's that?
Well, I mean, if you can refuse service to gay people, why can't you refuse service to black people?
Because it ain't the same thing, man. And far as they're concerned, I mean, I'm not saying I think it is. You know, I mean, well, not really.
Yeah, you're saying, what, are you gay or something?
Shut up, man.
Hey, wait. I don't want to get into this. You guys are just dumb enough to mess this whole discussion up, okay? Nobody's saying you're gay. They're saying that there is a protected status being a gay person in America in many states. Now, I know that's still a states' rights thing, which is always kind of weird, you know. Human rights, the rights of citizens, should be guaranteed in the Constitution. We're told that it is, but apparently not totally, because the discussion about gay people has still escaped some. Some people still think it's a choice.
Are they sure that it isn't?
The science that we currently have, and the people who have analyzed and have empirically gone through the process researching and compiling the information. The science that we have and that we understand tells us that it is orientation from birth. Being gay, we certainly know, is not a psychiatric condition. It was taken off the list of psychiatric conditions sometime in the 70s, early 70s, maybe the 60s. And doctors are agreed that it is an orientation. That is, it is genetic, it is biologic, it is something that you are, quote unquote, born with. That's what, you know, is the accepted science. Now, what they're doing in Arizona, man, I don't get it.
What did they say?
Well, Jan Brewer, now the interesting thing about this is that you've got, this is not a partisan thing, because there are Republicans that are opposed to it. Even the guy that helped craft the legislation, or helped pass it, I should say, Bob Worsley, two Republican state senators, three, Adam Driggs, Steve Pearson, Bob Worsley, all guys who are conservatives and guys who helped pass the legislation in the first place, have released the following quote: "While our sincere intent in voting for this bill was to create a shield for all citizens' religious liberties, the bill has instead been mischaracterized by its opponents as a sort of religious intolerance." So they said that Brewer signing it into law would cause the state immeasurable harm. Guys, and I don't mean to lecture you, but if you can't clearly state, if what you are trying to clearly state is simply being mischaracterized, there's something wrong with the way that you communicated it. You can't possibly blame someone misinterpreting what you're saying. If what you're saying is clear, if you're making your statement and it is clear what your statement is, and I got to assume that your law...
That's not it. They're saying that the law is clear, but that the publicity surrounding it has caused misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying.
All right, okay. So invoking... here's the way the... let me see that. So,
no, I'll look at it. Mark.
Give me that. Quit grabbing stuff out of my hands, okay?
No, the only way I'm not going to grab anything out of your hands is if, well...
Yeah, this is if it was your penis.
I'm going to... Hey, watch it. What a thing to say, bud.
Well,
I was thinking it, but I didn't say it.
Oh, great. God, Margaret.
I said I wouldn't. If I saw you sitting there holding...
If she saw you sitting there holding it, she wouldn't try to grab it out of your hands because, well...
No, it's not his religious... Is that what you're saying, his religious right?
How did you get that out of that? I mean, what are you talking about?
Is that what you're saying, General?
When you're talking about my religious right to refuse service, if I see Phil sitting there with it, when he's holding onto his thing, I'd refuse him service, yes. Would you?
Yeah, I'd refuse me service, too.
Why?
If a guy is sitting in my restaurant and his pants are unzipped and he's holding his thing in his hands, you bet I'd refuse him service, okay? Indecent exposure, you name it, man. Public perversion, who knows, you know? You're telling me that, and that is not my religious belief. That is my belief as a business owner in the law. The law says that guy can't do that.
Well, that's why they want to pass this law. They want to pass a law saying that if you're gay and you go into a restaurant, they can refuse you service.
That's what this law says? Because they're saying that's being mischaracterized, that's not what the law says.
Well, that's what it says here.
Well, this is the New York Times. As the Arizona legislature sent a bill to her desk Monday that would grant business owners the right to invoke religion to refuse service to gays and others. That's what it says.
Well, they must be getting something wrong if these guys are saying that it's been mischaracterized.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. If they're saying it's been mischaracterized... then that's not what it, if that's what the law is, then nobody's mischaracterizing it. It's a bad law. It's a, in my opinion. But if that ain't it, it's some, if it's something else, and these guys are saying that it's been mischaracterized into that, well, then they ought to be heard. You know, then they have a right to have what they're saying heard. I don't know. I'm assuming, and maybe I shouldn't assume.
And you assume you make an ass out of it.
No, man, you don't make an ass out of it. You make it out of you and me.
You make an ass. What do you mean you make an ass out of it? When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. That's the thing. All right, we'll be back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let's see if we can't, I don't know, man, find it or something? Is there a way we can find it online or find it online and take a look at it? And then we have the passing of the great Harold Ramis to talk about, the great director. So many funny movies, man. Groundhog Day, What About Bob? Cast member of Stripes and former SNL cast member. The Phil Henry Show. Be right back. Lovers open their... back to world famous Phil Henry Show. I mean, I haven't found the law, but everything that I'm reading,
yeah, on there it says it.
Everything I'm reading basically says the same thing, that it is giving Arizona businesses the right to refuse service to people if they're gay. That's kind of the thrust. That is the that's the universal thrust of every single solitary thing that I'm reading. I don't need to get any further than that to understand the basic premise, which is that if I own a business, I can't. Oh, are you gay? Like, for instance, you know, if it's like this, if I don't like to see two guys kissing.
Well, that would be different if you extended the same prohibition.
Yeah.
Hold on, bud. I'm not done. Prohibition. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm asking Bud.
Yeah, when they don't allow alcohol.
No, it's more than alcohol.
It's not allowing anything. So if they extended the prohibition to straight people that kiss, well, then I understand that. You don't want to see people kissing, period. But if you say two men can't kiss, but you can see a man and a woman kiss, then you're discriminating against them based upon their sexual orientation. You see?
Yeah, no, I understand. I agree. And that's discrimination. But so all I'm trying to say is, if you just stop there, and everywhere that I look, unless the bill doesn't say that, unless the bill has nothing whatsoever to do with that, and these guys are saying something that should be heard, like this guy Morsley saying, wait a second, man. We're not saying that a business has the right to keep gay people, to not serve gay people. We're not saying that at all. If that's what that cat's saying, then he needs to be heard and allowed to explain, because that's what everybody's saying it is.
Well, they're saying that you can refuse service to the gay. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. And if you've got two guys kissing...
Yeah, what about two dudes kissing?
What do you mean two dudes kissing?
I don't mind if a guy's gay coming into my store.
But if they're going to kiss.
If you're going to say to two guys, you don't get to kiss in here, you got to say that to the... Let me explain something, guys. If you have a license to serve, to do business with the public, this is part of the public accommodations a section of the Civil Rights Bill. Public accommodations, meaning I'm in business with the public. A lot of people don't understand this. It used to be that even if you hung a shingle out that said, hi, I'm in business... You could still tell somebody, no, I don't want to serve you. Why? Because I don't like your nose. I don't like your clothes. I don't like you. I'm in a bad mood. Get out of here. I don't want to serve you. I don't want, you know, I don't like gays. I don't like blacks. I don't like Jews. Just get out of here. The public accommodation portion of the Civil Rights Act, you can't do that anymore. If you're in business to serve the public now, if you're a private enterprise, a private club, etc., you can do whatever the hell you want. But if you're in business with the public, so... that's what everybody's got a problem with. And people confuse it. They think, well, it's my business. I can serve who the hell I want. No, you can't. Not if you hang out. Not if you are licensed by the public to do business with the public. And you got a license to do business. You've drawn that license from, and you've asked society at large, the government representing the people, I need a license. Okay, we'll grant you the license. And this is my license to do business. Yes, this is your license to do business. Provided that you X, Y, and Z. Well, I don't want to have to do that. All right, well, you can be a private club. Well, what do I... You've got to observe certain health regulations. Beyond that, we don't give a damn what you do. There's a fire code. But if you want to keep Jews out, blacks out, do whatever the hell you want to do. Because you're a private club, or you are a private establishment, and you're not doing business with the public.
Well, that was the whole thing with the Boy Scouts, right?
What about a Boy Scout?
The Boy Scouts was the same kind of argument. You know, well, wait a minute. You guys benefit from public fundraising. You are constantly, you're constantly petitioning the public for funds. You are, you interact and are a part of the public business fabric, even though you're not really a business. You're a nonprofit, but you represent yourselves for all intents and purposes as a public enterprise, as a public, you know, as a public entity that is
public.
That's public.
Oh, I see. So you're a public entity, and oh yeah, by the way, you're public. Boy, you guys are.
No, it's. But anyway, so what?
Well, I got my aunt on the phone. She's gonna answer some of the questions.
Your aunt, really?
Oh yeah, is that Mavis? I want to talk to her. She is a doll. She's a doll and a half. I want to talk to her.
Yeah, Mark, I want to talk to you.
All right, let me get Mavis on here. Mavis Leonard is Robert's, his aunt, aunt. We, Mavis, I grew up calling the sister of my mother my aunt.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter to me. So I told Robert it doesn't make any matter of mine.
Well, we can call you Aunt Mavis.
You call me Aunt Mavis. Robert called me Aunt because that's a South. That's what we do down South and everything.
Now, Robert said you wanted to weigh in on the religious freedom thing.
Yeah, I love John McCain, you know, and I root for John McCain. Everything that John McCain does, I do. And John McCain is opposed to this law. I want people to know that.
Well, no, he ain't.
Yeah, he is, you dumbass. I told him.
Hold on for a minute.
I told this dumbass, you know, I told you last night, Robert, you get that wrong.
John McCain, a Republican. He's a Bobby and Faye, don't like no gays.
No, that's not true, you dumb God, man. I'd love to just.
All right, well, what's the argument?
This dumbass keeps saying that John McCain is opposed to is opposed to gay. That's not true. John McCain, he opposed to this law, you know?
Well, how come John McCain a Republican?
You know, I'd love to beat you up with. I'd love to take a lead, something made out of lead, and just cave it in, cave everything in.
You talk about my head.
I'm talking about your head, yeah, and I wouldn't take but one swipe of a lead.
Sorry, that's kind of, I want to ask Mavis. Mavis, this is Margaret.
Yeah, but you heard what I said, Robert.
Why are you going to be discriminating against your own nephew?
I'm not discriminating against you based on your race. I'm not discriminating against you based on your creed. I'm discriminating against you based on the dumbassedness of the way, man.
The dumbassedness.
I'm telling you the truth right now.
Mavis, so you are opposed to the Arizona law because John McCain is.
Absolutely, and I tell you why, because that proved that even a conservative are opposed to this dumbass law. And I've got a nephew here, dumber than me. My nephew, Robert, come home last night. He said, well, honey, I guess you're going to be getting up in the gay state. I said, why would I be opposed to gay people? He said, on account of John McCain. I said, well, I got one on you, you dumb. Oh, man.
Well, you, okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you want to know how I'm sure?
How?
Because I know how to read. I know how to read.
I read good.
You don't read that good. You don't. Oh, man, this is what he did. He spent all day. You know he's this dumbass. Let me tell you something, Phil. Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
This dumbass has every puppy bowl. He's got every puppy bowl on a DVD. I got nothing against that man. Want to sit on his can, watch a puppy bowl. That's good for him, you know. But if you at the puppy bowl and you can't figure out what the hell John McCain saying one day next, your mind is on vacation and your mouth working overtime, you know, just like Moses Allison said.
All right, so, but have you analyzed this yourself? And
I knew I'm not going to be in favor of this law, but John McCain, he said it's a bad law too, and that pushed it over the top for me.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. Are you just doing this because of John McCain?
No, I'm not, Margaret. I just come to tell you. I said I knew I was against it, but John McCain against it, too.
I don't know. You have to double-check that.
No, she's right, Robert. John McCain's against it, too.
Oh, man, Robert, I swear. Well, just go back to the puppy bowl, all right? Just go back. I figure by the time Robert finished looking at the puppy bowl, maybe the world moved past all his dumbass. Just a dumbass.
Okay, you might want to.
Hey, Mavis. Yeah, she's still there. She said she's gonna hang up.
Okay, whatever that means.
Well, I don't know.
Hey, Robert, you know, your aunt's right. Your aunt, you know.
I call her my aunt.
Okay, she's right. John McCain is opposed to the bill. In fact, the other Republican senator from Arizona is opposed to the bill as well. John McCain and Jeff Flake had nearly identical posts on Twitter with both of them saying they hope Brewer would veto the bill. And by the way, Apple is set to locate, they are set to locate part of their business in Arizona. And it ain't exactly looking too boogie-woogie for that man if this goes forward. There's a lot of businesses that don't like it. A lot of businesses that feel it's going to be bad for their business. American Airlines, Apple. When we talk about that kind of a thing. Well, anyway, we'll be back with more Phil Henry Show. I blew it, man. I hit the wrong button, you know?
That's the name. That's the story of your life.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome back, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Hit the wrong button, man. The story of my life. Welcome back. And now for the... I said I was going to make a special announcement. I forgot to make the special announcement when I said I would. But here it is. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but Margaret and Nikki both said that it merits and warrants a mention. So this is what's going to happen on the 15th of March following our last terrestrial show. We're leaving the terrestrial platform on the 14th. And on the 15th, we will begin our show at a new time, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern.
Man, you know, it'd be like a daytime show?
I thought they had you on at night because of the vulgarity. Not, I don't think your show's vulgar, but they thought the vulgarity and the sickness of the things you do.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it is true, Phil.
Well, we're not going to be on at night anymore, whether we're vulgar or sick. We're going to be on in the daytime. So the show will begin. It will be a live webcast at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And that's live on our website, philhenryshow.com. It is live on TuneIn, and it is fully mobile as well as obviously accessible on your desktop. So if you have your cell phone with you, which you guys have, I know, and you want to hear the show as you're out and about, you can hear it on your cell by way of philhenryshow.com, mobile, or TuneIn. So that is the 15th. We will start the show at 9 a.m. The other part of that is that the show is going to be available on demand for 5 days on iTunes and as well as some other platforms, I think SoundCloud, Sideshow Network. It'll then go behind the paywall on the 6th day. So instead of making one show free the day of the broadcast or the day of the podcast, we will make 5 shows available to you and then behind the paywall. So this is a way of getting more and more people involved in the Phil Henry Show and at the same time having, you know, showing some respect for our subscribers.
Well, the subscriber's the one you got to respect. You don't have to care about nobody else.
That's not true. God.
Well, why do you give a damn about the subscribers are the only ones that you should care about? Everyone else can go eat it.
Oh, that is, I mean, I agree, but...
Go eat it, huh?
That's my feeling.
No, that's not my feeling. Nonetheless, the 15th of March is when all of this kicks off. So I'm very excited about it. The reason being, for the very first time in, God, I don't know how long, man, since Miami, I'm doing a show in the afternoon, you know, instead of doing a show at night. Although we did do afternoon drive in Los Angeles very briefly, but really that was only for a few months.
Yeah, and then it was a big bomb, and then they moved it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Margaret.
Well, I mean...
Well, I'm not trying to embarrass you, Phil.
It wasn't a big bomb, but, it, you know... Now I don't give a damn, see? So, no, I do. We're going to be on from 9 to noon, or 9 to 11. The other part of the announcement will have to do with... the show being 90 minutes to 2 hours long. At its present configuration, you know, the three-hour radio show was created not because radio shows are good at 3 hours, but because that was the optimum limit you could get out of a man or a woman on the air without killing them, giving, you know, a quality performance. Well, if you're a disc jockey, that's great. If you're a talk show host taking all kinds of phone calls about gays and Obama, that's probably okay, too. But if you're doing, you know, 3 hours of improv like we do, it's too long. So a two-hour limit, maybe 90 minutes, is what we're going to be going for. But we will be making the podcast available to you daily for 5 days, and we will be live at a time when I think a lot more people are going to be able to enjoy the video cast, you know.
Well, that's a good point, because at 9 o'clock in the morning, noon Eastern, you'll be able to get up, look at the video cast, go, that's nice, and then...
Yeah, do something else.
Well, I don't mean do something else.
What a great sales job.
Oh, Phil, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. Nice sales job.
Well, she's simply saying that people can turn on the video cast, look at it, and go, yeah, that, wow, you know. And I'd say, wow, that, well, look at that. And then
you'd go and look at something else.
Well, I'd look at television. See, I don't know about looking at this whole thing with the smartphone and the video, I wouldn't know that with your eyeballs. You know,
it's very weird for a lot of us, Phil, from a different generation.
Well, I'm so very sorry about that, you know.
A lot of people want to know, where is it on the radio?
Yes, I always get email from people, what radio station are you on? And I tell them, well, we're on TuneIn, and they go, what? So...
All right, well, you know, I don't know what to say to you, because the world is changing, and the radio, the talk radio itself is ceasing to exist as we speak. So in any event... As we like to say, in any event, I just said in any vent.
The air conditioning vent.
Yes, if you have your air conditioning on, in any vent. In any event, on the 15th of March, that's where we'll be. We hope to see you there. It'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to dig it. I'll be able to have a normal life. Thank you, Bud.
Yay!
All right.
A normal life.
A normal life, yes. I'll get up and I'll go to bed at the time that other people get up and go to bed. And we will conduct our business as such. It ought to be fantastic. All right, thank you, Mavis Leonard. Now, people often say to me, why don't I have Doug Danger on the show to talk about the gay issues? And every time we have Doug on the show talking about gay issues, he always sends me an email the next day saying, why do you have me on the show talking about gay issues? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That should tell you I don't want to talk about gay issues. I don't know what that means, but there's a lot of stuff having to do with gay people and the rights of gay people in the news. And so maybe if you wouldn't mind, Doug, you could explain that, you know, one more time.
What I'm trying to say to you is, Phil, I, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I know how to report on stories other than gay issues. Because I'm a gay man, gay journalist, doesn't mean you got to have me constantly talking gay. Now, I've tried to come up with a gay shorthand. You know, I've got a deadline to meet. I've tried to come up with a gay shorthand, the Gay Man Gay Journal, to talk to you about the Arizona law, because I think in that way I can make myself better understood. This is not about gay rights. This is about civil rights. This is about human rights. The Arizona law, I'm Doug Danger, I'm Doug Dang.
Hold on for a minute, Doug. When you start doing the shorthand, we lose you.
Yeah, slow it way down, okay?
All right, I'm Doug Dang Gay. You talk about Arizona law, the gay, the immigrant gay, gay right. But I tell you, civil right and human right. Being gay man, gay journal, go in, sit down, restaurant, gay man, kiss, no way, get out, go. No way. I'm Doug Dang.
Are you giving interviews like that everywhere?
Everywhere, yeah.
Wait a minute, is the interview over?
Yeah, it's over. I just gave Phil my comment.
What, I didn't hear him say anything. I heard it sounded like a lot of mumbling.
I'll say it again if you want, General, all right?
Well, go ahead.
I'm saying I'm Doug Dang, Doug Gay. I'm talking about Arizona anti-gay law. Go to a restaurant, sit down, have gay feast. I'm Dang. I want to have a gay feast. No man serve gay food.
What the hell? You see what I'm saying? I don't understand a word of that. You understand, Doug? No one can understand that.
Oh, get out of here, man. You know exactly what I just got done saying. I said, I go into a restaurant to have myself a meal, and they tell me that they can't serve me because I'm gay. How about if I ask them, do you serve gay food? Or if I had a gay feast? Let's say I had a meeting of the Gay Club of Arizona. They going to serve me then? See what I'm saying?
No, I don't. No.
Wow.
Well, what's the point you're making with gay food?
If they serve gay food, what kind of food is that?
There is no such thing as gay food. That's what I'm saying. There's no such thing as gay food. So how can there be such a thing as a gay people being that much different from other people? I'm gay, but I don't eat no gay food. They don't don't serve no gay food. I don't require anything other than being a human being sitting down in a booth with a fork and a knife and a napkin, man. That's all I require. How come a man don't want to serve me? What am I doing? By being there?
All right, well, see, you're making way more sense now than you were with the whole gay man, gay food, that food, gay food.
Well, I agree with what Phil. See, I didn't understand a thing when you said the gay fees.
I'm saying, if I'm doing Doug Dang, or short, it's saying Doug Dang, gay food, gay... Doug Dang, gay man, gay journal, gay food. Me, gay food, you, gay food. Gay fees, gay.
Will you knock it off, man? That's nothing but gibberish.
Oh, it's gibberish. Now, look, did I want to come on your show? No. Do I have other things to do? Yes. Did I want to do gay shorthand? Yes. Am I doing gay shorthand? Yes. Am I doing gay? Yes. Now, you understand?
No.
Well, that, see, I love Doug, but I'm glad...
Wait a minute, what? Jeff, nobody understands anything you're saying with a gay food. Nobody understands any... Here, talk to Phil.
Call me about gay.
Doug, it's Phil. What's the problem?
You gotta hang the phone up on me, man. Why do you want me on the show in the first place?
Because I want to talk sensible with you, man. I don't understand what you're talking about with gay food.
Do you understand what I mean there when I didn't do the shorthand?
You sort of made sense when you said that you don't require anything from a restaurant that anybody else doesn't require. In other words, you sit down and eat food like everybody else. There's no such thing as gay food.
I don't eat gay food, yeah. So what am I demanding of that restaurant? What am I demanding of that guy?
Well, here's the thing. The guy is saying, if the law, what I understand, the guy is saying, you being gay is against his religion.
Me being gay is against it, all right, but okay, so just me walking in there gay? Like, what if I'm not evidencing, what if he doesn't know if I'm gay or not? Is it still against his religion?
What? What does that mean?
You heard what I said, man. I'll say it again. If he doesn't know I'm gay, and I'm sitting and I'm eating in his restaurant, am I infringing on his rights?
No, you're not.
Why not? I'm gay.
Well, but he doesn't know you're gay.
It doesn't make any difference. I'm gay. I thought being gay and serving a gay person infringed on this guy's rights.
Look, man, you're making an argument now that the anti-gay people behind this bill are simply going to say is a lot of clever talk, you know?
Oh, I know. That's what they say. It's a lot of clever talk. But the fact is, they don't even know who they're serving, man. They don't know whether they're serving a gay person or not. They don't know if they're serving a transgender or not. They don't know if they're serving a transvestite or not. And some of the people that are behind this bill, I'd like to find out something right now. I want to know how many homosexuals there are in the Arizona legislature that created this bill and pushed this bill through.
Well, what does that mean?
You know exactly what I mean. I'd like to know about this guy Worsley or Wormley or whatever this guy's name is. How do we know these guys aren't in the closet? Because I agree with you when you said, Phil, so very, very often, if you are virulently anti-gay, you must be some kind of a hatbox closet case fag. And I'll tell you something.
Okay, that's, man, I can't, you know.
Well, he did the big lockout with it.
Yeah, he's got fag.
I don't like that word, Doug. And even if you did do the big lockout.
Well, why did he lock it out like that?
Because he wanted to slip one in, if you'll pardon the expression.
Yeah, there you go, man. And that's why a lot of people want to serve gays.
Why?
Because they try to slip it in.
They tried. So in other words, if they were bolder and just stuck it, well...
That's right, Margaret. If they were bolder and just stuck it in.
I am I'm a mother and a woman and a wife and a housewife. I'll thank you to watch what you're saying.
I didn't say anything. You said it. You said stuck it in.
I said, boy, listen to the grammar.
Well, you did.
I said stick it in.
You said Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And we're mobile on our website at philhendryshow.com, so be sure that you check that out. On the 15th of March, this radio show here goes to 9 a.m. start time. 9 a.m. start time on the 15th of March, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern.
I can't make your way.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, Uganda, Arizona hasn't gotten there yet, but, you know, Uganda, I said Uganda.
What Uganda?
Uganda.
Uganda?
Yes, Uganda.
Okay, who are you?
Are you joking?
No, he's actually serious. You're an idiot, aren't you?
What?
The name of the country's Uganda.
Oh. You know, Bud, you got to get out more or read. I don't know what your story is.
Phil's sitting there going, Uganda? Uganda.
Uganda. It's a country.
Uganda.
They have, the president signed into law a new anti-gay law. You see, it just cracks me up sometimes, people thinking that somehow America is trailing the rest of the world when it comes to, you know, life. I love sometimes hearing people say, God, it's so embarrassing being an American when all the rest of the world is so progressive. Where's that? Huh? What countries are you talking about? I mean, I don't know one country, not one country that deals with what we deal with in this country and has as much, has as open a society and is as progressive a country. I'm telling you, United States has got more problems today and more challenges today that other countries are just now figuring out. Like, for instance, you know, we're a multiracial society and we've been dealing with and fighting and sometimes not fighting and you know, just having to confront the reality of that since the beginning of the country. And there's countries now that are just now coming to grips with that. You know, what are we going to do with these colored people? Like traditionally monoracial societies like Sweden, you know, the Scandinavian countries, Japan, where that was the prime minister years ago said that America was a inferior country because we were multiracial. That's the kind of brain surgeon they elected over there in Japan. And there's, I'm sure, more than a few Americans that would agree with it with a jackass like that. But, you know, bottom line is we have a lot on our plate and we have to confront it every day. Some countries are just now getting around to the idea that it's the 20th century. They're just getting around to the idea of, oh, wow, you know, we're not living in caves anymore. And I don't mean anything by that, you know, it happening to be Uganda. But, hey, here's a country where the president just signed into law a group of harsh measures against homosexuality. In an interview with CNN, Uganda's president Yoweri Museveni said, quote, "What sort of people are they? I never knew what they were doing. I've just been told recently, and what they do is terrible, disgusting. I'll bet you anything this guy's gay."
Now, why do you say that?
Oh, this, "I never knew what they were doing." Is that right? Any guy that says that is the most suspicious thing I've ever heard in my life. Why, I've just only recently been told. Because, man, I got nothing to do with that. Like, if you knew what gay men did sexually, that would mean you have some information you shouldn't have if you're straight, and that would put you on the suspicious person list for the thought police.
The gay police, you think they've had that?
What, you trying to be funny or something, General?
No, I'm not. Yes, I am, Bud, but it doesn't matter whether you think I am or not. You understand that?
Yeah.
No. You understand that.
Take it easy, General.
No, I don't want this guy thinking that he's all of a sudden the comedy judge.
Well,
you're not, Bud. Thank you, General, for that comment. The gay police. I like that.
I think it works.
Great.
Well, what are the gay thought police?
What do you mean, the gay thought police?
Well, if you have knowledge of what gay men do woo, okay?
Margaret, why do you say do woo?
I'm emphasizing a thought. So if you're straight, you live in Uganda, you know what gay men do, then you have violated the gay think. You violated with gay think.
Yeah, that's how George Orwell would put it.
But George Orwell put that?
Yeah, George Orwell would probably say, well, see, I violated gay think. I just said fey.
Instead of say, you go fey. You violated gay think.
Is that right?
What do you mean, George Orwell?
In 1984, he had the language of the future. The thought, you know, unhate, unlove. Unhate was love. I mean, they had a whole new language that retrained your thinking. So gay think would probably be, you know.
No, it would probably be not unstraight.
Yeah, it would be unstraight. That's what a gay person would be, unstraight. Because what they want to do is they want to reinforce in Orwell's vision of the police state. They're reinforcing the words that they want you to be thinking. Because we think in terms of language. We think with language. We don't think that we do, but we do. We think in the language that we speak. So if you're not thinking of the word gay, you're only thinking of the word straight or unstraight. Everything now devolves and evolves off of the word straight, and there is no other word. You're straight or you're unstraight. You hate or you unhate.
What's unhate, love?
Unhate is love. Yeah. So it wouldn't be gay think. It would be straight. It would be unstraight think.
That's what they say in the Orwell land?
Yes, in Orwell land.
Good God. Well, I don't know.
Bud, try reading a book, man, and then you know what we're talking about. Yeah. So in Uganda, homosexuality is illegal in 37 African countries, including Uganda. But the new law signed by President Museveni goes further by toughening existing penalties for anyone caught having gay sex, criminalizing positive talk of homosexuality. Dig that. Now it's against the speech laws. And also, for the very first time, aggravated homosexuality, whatever that is.
That's probably dressing up like a girl.
Yeah, and then for the very first time, it's against the law to be a lesbian. So, you guys got away with it for, you guys, you know.
Yeah, Margaret, you got away with it.
How dare you?
Watch it.
I'll kick your ass.
All right, Jesus. Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. We'll be back here on the other side with more excitement, including Mark Zuckerberg and the WhatsApp, a bargain at $19 billion. Dig that. We're mobile at philhendryshow.com and on TuneIn.